Further halakha associated with Erev Shabbat is the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Resh Mem Tetz If Bet that one shouldn't establish a formal meal on Erev Shabbat, because there's a requirement, part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbat, of honouring Shabbat, is that one should commence Shabbat with a healthy appetite, so that one's going to be able to eat the Friday night dinner happily, rather than regarding it as some sort of burden. So there's a number of details as far as this halakha is concerned. The first is that one shouldn't have a special or fancy dinner meal that's on Erev Shabbat, even if it's a sudat mitzvah, if it doesn't naturally fall out on a Friday. So if one's deciding to have a siyum at some stage and trying to work out when should we have it, and Friday's a bank holiday or something like that, you can't decide to have your siyum on Erev Shabbat. It will also seem like if you've got some sort of work event or something like that, end of term party, then that also shouldn't be held on a Friday. However, if it's a statutory sudat mitzvah, something which falls out on this day, and part of the mitzvah is to have the suda, then you can have this suda on a Friday. So, for example, a brit milah that is on a Friday, even if it's shelo bismana, even if it's not on the eighth day, but part of the mitzvah of brit milah is to have a suda, so one can have the suda on the Friday. Likewise, a pidyon haben that falls on a Friday, you can have the suda. That's preferably it should be held in the morning. That's but if it's not being held in the morning, then it can be still be held in the afternoon. That's if it's late in the afternoon, in the second half of the afternoon, so then you should only eat a small amount. And there are those who say that on an Erev Shabbat, even for a sudat mitzvah, you should just have a minyan tzumtzum, a limited number of people, just a minyan, and not more than that. An interesting question comes up with regard to having a sheva brachot on Friday. Now, sheva brachot is a sudat mitzvah. You're being mesameach chatan v'kala. You're helping the chatan and kala rejoice. That's, and if the person got married, say, on the Thursday or the Tuesday, then this is a mitzvah that falls out on Erev Shabbat. So are you allowed to have a sudat sheva brachot on Erev Shabbat? So Reb Chaim Nair, that's in Sefer Ketzot HaShulchan, that's he actually says that you're not allowed to, because there's no absolute obligation to have a sudat sheva brachot every day of the 7 days. That's if you do have such a suda, then it's a mitzvah, but there's no obligation every day to make such a suda. So he says that you shouldn't have a sheva brachot on Erev Shabbat, unless of course the wedding took place on Erev Shabbat. If the wedding took place on Erev Shabbat, which was, of course, the minhag in Europe, that's from the times of the Rishonim and early Achronim onwards, that's till the Shoah, so then obviously you can have the Suda on a Friday, and now it's become quite popular in Israel as well to have Friday morning weddings, and obviously you can have the Suda as well. That's as far as a regular meal is concerned on Erev Shabbat. So you can eat, sit down to your regular lunch and breakfast, etc. But you shouldn't do so in the last quarter of the day. So again, so that you'll have a good appetite for later on. That's, and the Poskim mentioned that in the winter, that's when the day's very short. So you should give yourself even more time not to sit down to a proper meal. That's, but you can have a light snack throughout the day. So, you know, even before you go off to shul on Friday night, if you're hungry, you can have a banana or Mars bar, whatever it might be. That's our afternoon cup of tea and piece of cake at 4 o'clock. That's so that you don't get hungry during the Rav's drasha on Friday night. That would be permissible. The Poskim discussed the question of Sudat Havra'ah. Sudat Havra'ah is the meal that the Avelim eat when they return from the Leviah. That's, they have the bagel and the hard-boiled egg. That's, is that regarded as a Sudat Mitzvah or not? So the conclusion is that in the last half of the day, that's, sorry, the last quarter of the day, so the second half of the afternoon, that you shouldn't have this Suda, because it's not obligatory obligatory to eat this meal. It's just that if you're eating that after the levaya, then the first meal that you eat has to be provided by somebody else. But an avel is allowed not to eat anything and not to have the sudat havra'ah. So if the levaya takes place Friday morning, Friday lunchtime, so then the sudat havra'ah can be had in the first part of the afternoon. But if the levaya takes place later in the afternoon, so then the avel shouldn't have a suda at all when he gets back. That's before Shabbat. If the avel wants to eat anything, still needs to be food which is provided for him or her by other people. Ad kan.